Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you.
I was ready and I wasn't quite ready.
That's okay. I just unlocked my phone and I have a game playing and I wasn't even ready. My God. Hello.
Hi.
Ah, gosh, we're
failing.
Okay. Well, I was trying to think of a nicer way to say it. We had a lot happen.
So much.
Ah, you guys, in the span of 2 months, we lost two of our beloved dogs and it was awful. And then that flowed right into Christmas.
Yay!
Which for me is always awful.
Oh my God. No. You're getting better at Christmas.
I am getting better. I just don't love it. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of hubbaloo. It's a lot of...
We had a good time though.
Yeah, it was really good.
We saw everybody,
even some people we didn't want to see, but I'll leave that for another time.
Yeah. And we saw some people that we don't see very often, like my aunt and uncle were here
from Germany.
Yeah. And...
I'll be the same. And... Drum roll, please. I got a surgery date.
I know.
So, I know. I don't know how much I've talked about it on this podcast, but...
All the other podcasts, though.
Well, I talked about it ad nauseum on the Patreon of the I Did Not Sign Up For This podcast.
That's fair.
And so, Cole's notes, for the last two or more years, I've been suffering a lot and waiting for a hysterectomy. And
it's finally happening.
Yeah, like plus side, Canada has free healthcare. And downside, you got to wait a long time and really advocate for yourself. So
even advocating for yourself, they were like, well.
Yeah, I know.
That sucks.
Like I've been in and out of the emergency room, I think probably 8 times in the last.
Like we were there on December 27th.
Yeah, this is what happened. I was in so much pain. I've literally never been in this level of pain. Like I was seeing, like my vision was going. I thought I was going to throw up. I literally burst out of the bathroom after being in there for an hour. And I was like, I am unwell. Something's not right.
I was sleeping.
Yeah. And I was like clammy and sweaty. And then I didn't want to go to the emergency room, but like this seemed urgent. Emergency. And on the way there, I was like, there's no way they're not going to do an emergency hysterectomy with how much pain I'm currently in. And then the thing I was most mad about was that I hadn't shaved my legs or like cleaned the house. Like I wasn't prepped. I wasn't ready. It wasn't going to plan. Anyway, after 7 hours, they were like, everything seems fine. Your hemoglobin's good.
And the pain had pretty much subsided.
And the pain had subsided for
the most
part.
That's why they make you wait in the emergency room waiting room for like 5 hours, because they're like, you know what, if this person's symptoms are gone by the time we see them, it wasn't that emergent.
That's true.
It's a test.
So, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I got my surgery date is, we're recording this on January 11th, 2025, and my surgery is January 15th, 2025. We were just sipping our morning coffee talking about the things that I want to get done before Wednesday, and you were like, what about the Seventh Heaven podcast?
Yeah, what about that?
What about that? And I was like, oh man, we've watched an episode and we never recorded it because I think the night we were going to record it, your like son was fighting with his dad.
Yeah, my son has some emotional...
And we were dealing with that. Feelings. So, yeah.
Big feelings?
Yeah.
A lot of the time?
So we didn't record. And now...
Oh, yeah, because then by the time we finished the recording, it was like 9 p.m.
Yeah, I was like, let's just go to bed. So anyway, I don't know how it's going to happen. Because what episode is this that we're doing?
They're 15.
And there's, oh, shoot.
And there's like 22.
Because we had talked about wanting to finish this season before my...
Yeah, screw cleaning the house. Tomorrow we watch record.
Yeah. We're going to try and do as many as we can between now and Wednesday. Because I've never had surgery. I don't know what to expect. Everything I've read is like the first week you're just going to sleep and be out of it. And then you're like tired and resting, but you're better. So maybe then, I mean, I'll literally have nothing else to do. You'll be doing everything, but hopefully you can squeeze in some
hopefully
recordings with me. I'm going to start a solo series.
That's sad for me.
Maybe on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Day one.
anyway. So great. We are, this also this episode made me irate.
Yeah, by the time I was done with it, I was like,
I wasn't even writing notes. I was dysregulated. I hated everything about it. I looked over
and you had just like put your phone down.
I was like, I can't.
All right.
This isn't. Anyway, tell us what we're doing.
Okay, it's season 3, episode 15. It happened one night. February 15th, 1999. Matt takes a job at a fast food as a fast food delivery boy to get out of the house and away from crying babies.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think by design, this episode was infuriating because the entire time there were babies crying.
Like they just had like a track of infants crying in the background of the entire episode.
Yeah.
Like that's dysregulating.
Yeah. There's a reason I didn't have my own kids because the sound of a baby crying doesn't evoke any maternal instinct. It makes me mad.
I'm sorry. My drink is so loud. I didn't realize.
That's okay. You did choose a metal straw in a glass mason jar, but.
An hour ago before we decided we were
going to
record.
Fair.
Here, if I put it like this in front of me, then I don't have to pick it up. I'll just lean forward.
There you go. There you go. Join our next podcast, ASMR. Dranks with Linz.
I hate ASMR.
I know.
It dysregulates.
Well, these babies were what was doing it. So I literally just wrote babies. Eric gets peed on. They are very tired.
I wrote Eric gets peed on. Babies crying. Everyone complaining.
So it seems like maybe it's been like a week since Annie's been home from the hospital.
Yeah.
And this whole storyline is about everybody trying to avoid being with Eric and Annie and the babies and also being expected to help and pick up the slack in other areas.
Yeah. So we start off, Eric's being peed on, everybody's crying. Well, no, not everybody. The babies are crying. Everybody's complaining, and the older kids, they've like snuck in the house, I think, after school.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And they're trying to get to their bedrooms before Annie and Eric know that they're home and ask them to do things.
Yeah.
But then Annie and Eric are in the bedroom listening, and they're like, oh, they're home. We got to get them before they sneak off to their bedrooms.
Yeah, we need help.
Yeah.
So...
Oh my God.
I know. I'm trying to like go. I'm like skimming my very short notes here.
I took more.
So let's talk about Ruthie. Let's start at the youngest other than the babies. Well, we'll start with the babies. They do nothing but cry.
Yeah.
Nothing can calm them down.
Ruthie is feeling like she's no longer the baby and she's doing that thing that kids, fun thing that kids do where they regress.
Yeah.
But she's got to be like 8.
Yeah, she's got to be, because we've seen her through kindergarten and grade 1, so she's got to be grade 2 or 3.
Yeah, like she's 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Like.
And she's singing this, I don't think, it must be a song, but the lyrics are, sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Yeah.
And so Annie recognizes this, and she's like, hey, Simon, I need you to be a big brother and really help Ruthie through this. Don't take your eyes off her.
Because Ruthie is sitting in the bassinet singing this song.
Right.
And refuses to get out of it.
Oh, yeah. And then Eric tries to lift her out and she's like kicking and screaming.
Like he's attacking her or hurting her?
So Annie comes in. I just think like chuck her on the bed. Like how hard is it to get a small human out of a bassinet?
It's not.
Yeah. So.
So she says she's going to run away.
Yeah. She's deciding, she's packing a bag. Eric says, okay, well, it's getting pretty late. Do you want to just leave in the morning? Like doing that thing parents do. And
because Simon's supposed to be watching her and he's not.
Yeah. So she says she's going to run away. And the parents are like, hey, Simon, you need to keep an eye on her. We don't want her running away.
Simon is too busy trying to parentify himself.
Oh, gross. Like, Simon, get out of here.
These aren't your babies.
He's literally reading a book, like, raising
twins. It's
called
So You're a Dad.
Oh, I'm glad you wrote down the title. So You're a Dad, Now What? And he's, like, trying to give advice to them, and Eric and Annie are like, are you friggin' kidding me?
They've done this 5 times.
Get out of here with your advice.
So Ruthie keeps trying to run away because Simon is too distracted to do his one and only job, which is to make sure Ruthie doesn't run away.
Yeah.
And she ends up sneaking into Matt's car at one point, and then she's refusing to leave Matt's car because he, well, we'll talk about what Matt's doing, but, and then did you catch where Ruthie called the babies children of the corn?
Yes.
So then the episode goes on. Ruthie's still upset. And so, yeah, Annie recognizes this, and Annie shows Ruthie her baby book and gives her her baby book. And that's like her, you're not a baby anymore.
Yeah. Moment.
Be a big sister. Stop.
Yeah.
So you gotta say to those babies.
Grow up. Stop crying. That would be my parenting advice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this is Ruthie's sort of like, I feel like come to Jesus episode where she's like, oh, now I'm actually not. And she's like, I thought it was going to be fun.
The babies?
Oh, maybe Lucy said that. Somebody was like, I thought it was going to be fun, but this has been a nightmare.
Yeah. I think that happens a lot. Like, Olivia was like that when I brought home Wyatt. Like, I think parents are trying to, like, make it seem like the baby is a good thing. So they're, like, hyping this baby up. They're the baby's wig man, basically.
Yeah.
And then the babies come home and they're just, like, a blob that cries and poops and eats
and takes all the time. Yeah.
And, like, I think Olivia thought he was going to come home, like, a toddler ready to play.
Yeah.
And instead, she peed on the floor twice the day I brought him home after she was already potty trained. And I was like, oh, this is
like pulled happened. Down her pants and peed on the floor.
No, like she was just like, I gotta go. Like a 2.5-year-old does.
Right.
And then and the first time, and I couldn't get up fast enough to help her. And then the second time she was just like, I peed. And I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. Cause yeah. Well, that was the first day I brought him home. But then like Greg, my ex, he worked out of town, so he was gone the day that Olivia was when I brought Olivia home. She was 8 days old and he left for 20 days to go to work.
Jesus.
I know, my mom helped.
Yeah, it's because Barb's the best.
Yeah, it still does.
So Simon
so you're a dad.
So no, you're a dad. So he's really trying to take control. He's like type A. He needs to find a solution to this.
The book should be called So You're an Obnoxious Big Brother.
Yeah. And he was, so I forgot also, Eric also asked him to feed and walk Happy.
Oh, right. That was his other
So he had to watch, look after Ruthie and feed and walk Happy. And so through the episode, Happy's just like walking around with her bowl in her mouth that's empty, walking around with her leash in her mouth that's empty, being like, hello.
Yeah.
And
she pees in the house at one point and Eric steps in.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, nobody let her out. And so he's just like trying to give this advice. And he's like, you know, I thought that I was going to be this great big brother and I was going to have all the answers like Matt does. And Eric's like, okay, these babies are like a week old and it's going to happen. But in the meantime, like, stop giving us advice because that's not helpful. And at one point he had a book about twins.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And
also because these babies are just seemingly in a bassinet crying forever.
Yeah.
So Annie and Eric at different points throughout the episode, they ask each older kid to help them like calm the babies down, or maybe each older kid decides in their own way they're going to help. So Simon sings to them at one point.
I think everybody sings to them.
That each of them sing.
Like Lucy had a song.
Yeah. Lucy does something different though while she's singing.
Yes. And Mary had a song.
Yeah. Each of them are like, I can fix this. And then they go in and sing to them.
And they can't.
They can't.
Yeah. So Simon is, yeah, not helpful. And
Happy also, oh, Oh, he sneaks into Eric's car. Or no, sorry. Happy also sneaks into Matt's car.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's funny. So then Mary and Lucy
We'll come back to Simon because there's a whole dairy shack.
Yes, there. So Mary and Lucy...
Their job is to cook dinner.
Yeah, their job is to cook dinner and not leave the house. And Mary got invited to go on a date with Wilson? Why? His name never sticks in my head. It's Wilson. Andrew Keegan.
Yeah.
And so she's like, Mom and Dad are never going to say yes, but like, I have to do this. So Mary and Lucy have a plan that Mary's going to leave the house and Lucy's going to make sure no one notices. So if she's in a room and someone's like, oh, where's Mary? She'll be like, oh, I just saw her.
She's just in the bathroom.
She's in the kitchen. She's, you know. And so what happens is that in doing this, I think Eric and Annie are onto it. Yeah. And so they ask her to like clean the kitchen floor, clean the bathroom, scrub the shower, all this stuff. And she's like, and they're like, it'll be no problem for the both of you if two of you are doing it. And Lucy's like, you're right. It won't be a problem. But then she's doing it by herself.
She's like Reba in that like single mom
who works two jobs and loves her kids and never stops.
She's like got a bandana in her hair and her like jean overalls on. And she's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
And Mary's off at the billiards.
Oh, God.
Meeting up with Wilson.
It's so awful. So she's sitting there and Wilson hasn't shown up. They don't have cell phones, so you don't know who's where. And another example of something that would have just been solved once the invention of cell phones.
Oh, I'm wrong. I wrote it down. They weren't at the billiards. They were at Eddie's.
Oh, yeah. Those are one and the same to me.
Yeah. Eddie's, though, is the bar where...
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Julie was drinking, remember? And then Eric showed up.
That was the same place?
Yeah, that was Eddie's. Because it was Eddie that got involved. Because he knows the owner and Eric was embarrassed.
No, I meant where Mary was.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I thought it was the billiards.
Maybe they are the same place. Maybe like one half is a bar and one half is a billiards.
So she's like waiting for Wilson and he's not showing up. Oh, but who does show up?
Jordan,
Lucy's ex-boyfriend, because if you remember from Valentine's, she broke up with him. And so he's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, oh, I'm just like waiting for someone. And he's like, oh, well, can I sit with you? And so they're kind of like flirty McFlirtersons.
Yeah, because they went on a date first.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah, when she was trying to like date everybody. And so then Wilson shows up with Billy, and Billy's a fucking nightmare.
He's like 2.5.
Yeah. He's at that age where his body needs to be moving and it doesn't matter what you tell him or anything. And so he's like, I'm so sorry I'm late. I couldn't get a babysitter. Billy wouldn't go down. All this stuff.
I just wrote, Billy's running around the bar like a maniac.
Yeah. I know. At one point he's got money in his hand and a server's chasing him. And he's like.
Like, watch your kid.
Yeah.
You're that annoying person.
Yeah. Like, this is why kids shouldn't be allowed in some places. Yeah. Like, go get Mary if you don't have a cell phone and be like, hey, can we go to the park instead? But he's like convinced that they can still make this date happen.
Yeah. And while Billy's sitting under the high top table, like pounding popcorn.
Yeah. I said, then Wilson and Billy show up and it's awkward. Billy is a nightmare.
Oh, he's 3. Wilson's having a rough go with a 3-year-old.
Yeah. And he's like looking to move back to Glen Oak. And
he can't stop thinking about Mary.
He can't stop thinking about Mary. And Mary's like, oh my gosh, wow. But like, then you can see this panic set in on her face because Billy is literally just being a terror. A tree-nager? Is that what they call it?
A three-nager.
Oh. I like said it with a French accent. Yeah. A tree-nager. Oh my God. A three-nager.
He says that he's gonna, if Mary wants him back, he'll move back.
Yeah.
And
then does he go to kiss her?
He goes to kiss her.
And also awkward, Jordan's in the background the whole time playing pool, just like shooting daggers.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then she says, she pulls away. She doesn't want him to kiss her.
Yeah.
And then she said that she doesn't want him to use her to make his life decisions.
Yes. Very mature. Mm-hmm. You really dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
Like, I just think at 16 or 17 or 18 to date somebody with a kid is wild. Also, I just saw a TikTok. I'm talking to everybody about this because it blows my mind. This TikTok, this woman was like, this girl was like, story time about how I told my mom I was pregnant when I was 14. And so this girl got pregnant when she was 14 by her 13-year-old boyfriend. And yeah, I know that situations happen and life happens and like, it's better to be the supportive parent. It just like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's scary. Like, your daughter's 14. I cannot imagine.
Yeah. She just got to get to 15.
Then we're in the clear. Anywho, so
Mary comes home.
Yeah, and she, like, sneaks back in, and Lucy's pissed.
Yeah, and Annie and Eric catch them.
Yeah.
Mary's grounded. I think Lucy doesn't get grounded because, she is the one that gets the kids to fall asleep.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mary is like all dressed up, like coming back from the bar, trying to sing to the babies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, the babies are just screaming. And
we should talk about Lucy at the end because
yeah,
they all come together.
Yeah, okay, that's true. So then we'll skip over. Oh, I guess I went to Mary. Oh, no, we started Mary and Lucy. Yeah. So Matt,
he's got to get out of the house. The babies are screaming. He can't handle it. Like, I thought you were going off to university. But anyways.
I know, they never really mentioned that.
So he gets a job as a delivery driver for the Dairy Shack.
Yeah.
They go to the Dairy Shack a lot. The Dairy Shack is the one where they told the kids they were pregnant with twins. Remember? And then Ruthie danced on the bar.
Yeah. I can't get that out of my head.
So the Dairy Shack is also seemingly run by like the nerdiest guy in town.
Power hungry 18-year-old.
Yeah.
And it's like the son of the owner.
Is the owner the one where they were all stealing? Is the Dairy Shack the one where they were all stealing the cups? Remember?
No, I do think it was a different, think it was a different place, but okay. I can't be sure. I just remember it had like the layout seemed different.
Oh yeah. I think it was more of like a sports.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, Matt's refusing to wear the uniform, and he's got to drive his own Camaro. He's in, like, a leather jacket, he's all in black. He's got, like, a black turtleneck with a black leather jacket.
This very black Camaro. 1999.
Yeah.
Well, also, and they sort of make, like, you know, this is a brand new concept. We're going to be delivering. People are going to call, and we can deliver their Dairy Shack. And the only one who can drive and has a car is Matt. Everybody else is just working.
Like, up until not very long ago, pizza places were the only places that delivered.
Yeah, I remember in Montreal, I used to go visit some friends there, and they had a service. It was called, I don't know, it was called, like, Waiter on Wheels or Waiter on the Go, and you could call and order from any restaurant, but, like, you had to tell them what you wanted, and then they would go and place the order and bring it to you.
That's funny.
Like, it was like, skip the dishes, but before.
Yeah.
I wonder if the people who had that company were like, damn, missed opportunity.
Yeah. Well, skip the dishes honestly only works because it's like a app based.
Yeah. I worked at a pub when it first started, like, it wasn't very many places yet. And the pub signed up to be part of it. And everybody was pissed. The kitchen was mostly upset because they were like, you're telling me if we're slammed on a Friday night, we're now cooking for everybody in this building. And now a new chit is going to come out the printer and we also have to make that food because it's pickup. Like,
because a lot of times restaurants would like not do takeout if they were too busy.
Yeah, you'd call and you'd be like, sorry, we can't.
Well, and even in the beginning with Skip the Dishes, like there's a restaurant near us that we really like, Original Joe's, and I think they're Alberta based. And they serve like really delicious pub food, but they would always have their skip turned off. So remember in the beginning, we tried to order from them a bunch,
like and in the we're beginning like, oh, of COVID. It's not on. Yeah.
Cause I think they were just overwhelmed. They were like, well, screw it.
Yeah.
Anyways, they make Matt wear the uniform. It's like a paper dairy hat.
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to wear like the shirt and the thing. And all he does is put on the paper hat.
Yeah.
And he's obviously older and cooler than this manager. And so people are calling and placing orders and he's doing deliveries and back at the house. Oh, so he makes a bet with, Eric.
Yeah.
Eric's like, I bet you $20 that you're going to
lose the job
by the end of the night.
Yeah.
And Matt's like, no way. And then he says something like, you're willing to bet $20. And Eric's like, I could really use the $20 or something like,
Yeah,
so there's this bet going on. So Matt is determined to keep the job. And back at the house, Simon.
So Lucy and Mary are tasked with making dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And they make tuna helper without the tuna.
Yeah, Simon's like, isn't there supposed to be tuna in this? And they're like, yeah, it's tuna helper. And he's like, well, there was no tuna in mine.
And they're like, you got to add the tuna.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, that makes sense. So they made tuna helper without the tuna. So Simon is still hungry and he asks his dad if he can order Dairy Shack. And he's like, if you can pay for it.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So Simon calls and places an order and he's like giddy that his brother's going to deliver.
But then Eric also places a Dairy Shack order.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so Matt shows up with the Dairy Shack orders and everybody's like joking and making fun of Matt. This is why Matt's car is back like, out in front of the house that Ruthie sneaks into and then Happy sneaks into and eats all the food.
Yeah.
Because she hasn't eaten yet.
Yeah. He goes to give the food and he says it's going to be, I don't know, $17. And Simon's like, well, I only ordered like one hot dog or something.
Yeah.
And Eric's like, oh, thanks, Simon. Like, thanks for getting this. And he's like, what? So he's pissed that he has to use all of his money. And so when Matt goes back to the car, Happy has now eaten the food of the next order that he's got to go deliver.
So he goes back to the Dairy Shack and to get more food to go back out to deliver it again. And the Dairy Shack guy is pissed. He's going to fire him.
Yeah. He's like, that was our best customer. And he's like, we're your best customer. My family's been coming here and ordering. And he's like, well, every customer is the best customer. And so he's like, you're fired, but you've got to deliver this food.
This one last one. Maybe?
Yeah. And you're done. So he's bringing the food that got eaten to this very angry customer. And he knocks on the door and who opens the door?
Shauna, his ex-girlfriend.
And Shauna is the ex-girlfriend who had the really abusive brother.
Yeah.
And so the brother was not only abusing Shauna, but then asked Mary on a date and was like super not cool with her.
Yeah.
And then Eric ended up getting them help.
Like he always does.
He's also trained in anger management and dysfunction.
So he goes in and he's making out with Shauna because he's like, well, I'm fired anyways.
Yeah. And he's like, oh my God, you're back. And she's like, yeah, your dad actually helped me get this apartment and he found my brother a treatment facility.
Like what?
What? Okay. And so again, I guess without social media, cell phones, like how would you know?
Like wouldn't Eric just tell Matt though? I don't know.
No, I think Eric was like, I don't want Matt with this family. Maybe. In crisis. And so they start making out and his boss calls Shauna. It has to be because she's like, oh, just let it go to voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
And then it keeps ringing and she's like, okay, I better get this. And so she's like, oh, Matt, it's for you. And it's the manager.
The Dairy Shack.
Yeah. And he's like, where are you? We've got so many orders. And he's like, you fired me. And he's like, no, just you got to come back. And Matt's like, No, I'm making it with a girl. And so he comes back home and gives Eric his $20.
Oh yeah, because he's lost.
Yeah, job. And he's like, "It's okay. I ran into Shauna. Like,
no big deal."
Yeah, no big deal.
So then it kind of wraps up. Lucy.
Yeah. So Lucy's who's now. She's like such the middle child. She's now cleaned the floor, cleaned the bathroom, like done all this stuff, made dinner, cleaned the kitchen. And she finally like storms into their room and the bait with the babies in it. And she's like, "I have an idea." And so she is singing and she ends up putting the babies in like a baby.
She puts on like a double baby Bjorn.
Yeah. It must be like, it seems funny. I don't think in the 90s they had like, you know how you have like baby wraps now where they're like long, which is funny because that's like less technology than, but like in the 90s, they were very like, it seemed cumbersome, bulky carriers. And so she's wearing this like twin carrier and she's got the babies in front of her and she's just walking up and down the upstairs hallway singing.
She's singing a Jesus song.
Yeah, you're right. Something about Jesus and praying and God.
But all the other kids are in their bedrooms and they are joining her.
Yeah, like they, it's very, what was that show with like Goodnight John Boy, the Wilsons? or something? Yeah. Goodnight John Boy, Goodnight Ma, Goodnight Pa. Anyway, so then everybody's sort of singing about Jesus and Eric and Annie fall asleep singing to this song about Jesus. And
are the babies just stuck to Lucy all night, do you think?
Well,
that's it.
As somebody who, like I said at the top of the show, like didn't want kids, can't handle crying babies, there is something about a sleeping baby on your chest.
Yeah,
puts you right out.
A weighted blanket.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it.
That's it.
And I hope, like, obviously these babies are now part of the family. But as somebody who's recapping it, I'm also real irritated that now these babies are here.
Now we got to talk about the baby storyline. And like the writers struggle, it seems, to come up with storylines
for everybody.
For everybody. Like Simon and Ruthie's storylines are silly.
Yeah. So next episode, episode 16. Mm-hmm.
Lucy's ex-boyfriend, Jimmy Moon, is in serious trouble.
Oh, no.
And she desperately tries to help him.
Like probably more trouble so than his more. Mom died?
Jimmy Moon's mom died?
Oh, no. That was what's his name? Roger?
Rod. Yeah.
Rod's mom died.
Rod's mom died.
Jimmy Moon, what did you do?
I don't know. He's in serious trouble.
Oh, okay. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah, we'll get as many recorded as we can before your surgery.
Just like set it up in the bedroom and I'll be like high on whatever meds they give me.
Yeah. T3's probably like, yeah, I'm not going to give you anything crazy.
I don't know.
And I hope they do because I'm going to make TikToks.
In my new fashionable night shirts, I like went and got a bunch of like night
shirts.
Yeah, like extra long, extra big. Like it's not a nightgown.
No, it's a sleep shirt.
A sleep shirt. And we're putting the TV in the bedroom. I like hate TVs in bedrooms, but just like, oh my God, that's why we don't have TV in our bedroom, but we're putting one in today so that for the next 6 weeks, I've got something. TV. Yeah. A TV that I can access easily.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to watch. And then the office where we record is right across the hallway. So assuming I can get up,
like I can bring the mic to the bed.
Yeah, but walking's good.
Yeah, well, you do have to get up. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Yeah. If you're still listening, thanks for your patience. And we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Bye.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.